Hey, it's Cole Swindell, and when I spend 200 days a year rolling down the highway, the bus can start to feel smaller than a guitar case. Everyone wonders how I stay chill while the hours crawl by. Truth is, one good luck spent on Chumba, and suddenly the trip feels a whole lot shorter. Finding your space, even when there isn't much to spare. Need some chill? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Recently, our company softball team lost the big game by one run. Then Dale tried to console us with the quote, "Winning isn't everything." Dale's a loser. I play to win. Like early payout from Bet365. If my team goes up big, I get paid out instantly, even if they blow the lead later.
Sound familiar, Dale?
Bet365. Winning is everything. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-MY-RESET. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You're listening to Sports Grid Late Night with Gabe Morenci on Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM Channel 204.
Scumbags! Rage!
Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
Rage all you want.
Let's roll. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morenci. The pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people of Boston, and everybody else in between throwing it down. A wicked Wednesday has begun. Sports Grid Radio Networks, the loudest station in the nation, Sirius XM Channel 204. And then there was a one. The Tampa Bay Lightning are the last team standing once again as Lightning strikes on back-to-back occasions. The Tampa Bay Lightning go back-to-back into your Stanley Cup champions once again. Tampa Bay now 14-0 off a loss in the playoffs. Vasilevsky, another shutout in an elimination game. And Tampa are, yes, indeed, the city of champions. And, yes, indeed, the real deal. Nikita Kucherov, 66 points over the past two postseasons. What? 66? I guess that's actually fitting because Nikita Kucherov is an evil son of a bitch. But you know what? You're also a hell of a hockey player, Nikita. So congratulations on another Stanley Cup ring. I don't like you, but I wish you were on my team. Nikita Kucherov, 66 points over the past two postseasons. Unbelievable. If you put it in perspective, guys, most points over two consecutive postseasons in NHL history, 1984 and 1985. It was actually easy to score in those days. Not to take anything away from Gretzky, but it was a different league. All right? People didn't even touch Wayne Gretzky. Yeah, Wayne Gretzky wouldn't survive today, right? It's a different era. So Wayne Gretzky, 82 points. You imagine he scored 82 points in like two playoff seasons. That's a good year in a regular season. Mario Lemieux scored 78 points on back-to-back seasons combined, two seasons combined, 1991-1992. Wayne Gretzky, 77 and 87 and 88. Wayne Gretzky, 73 and 83, 84. I'm thinking as Wayne Gretzky, I was pretty good. Wayne Gretzky in 85, 86, 66. So in other words, Nikita Kucherov has done something that only Mario Lemieux and Wayne Gretzky have done. Like, you know, what are you going to say? Tampa were the better team than the Montreal Canadiens were. And the Montreal Canadiens got as far as they did on hard work, hustle, solid coaching, great goaltending. And you know, hard work can only take you so far. At some point, and you saw that, man, it's almost like real life, right? You can work 9 to 5 and work your ass off all the time. And you know what? You're working hard, but you're not getting rich, right? Like, you know, as John Wooden said, never confuse activity for achievement. And at some point, yeah, hard work can only take you so far. You need some skill. You need that skill. You need brains, right? they at some point like to get over the top in life and in sports. And, man, the Montreal Canadiens, like honestly, let's look back on this. Like, who the hell do the Canadiens even have? Their best player is 21 years old. And Nick Suzuki. He's their best player. Cole Caulfield's played more playoff games than he did in college. The Late Night Anger Management Class. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabriel Morenci. The pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people that bust them, and everybody else in between. So if you join us on a nightly basis, and over the last like 48 days, you've been like, man, these guys talk a lot about hockey. Well, don't worry, it's done. All right, c'est fini. It's over. And I don't do this often, but you know, it's always with a heavy heart when I do it. But anytime I start quoting Boys to Men, then you know it's a sad day. So I'm going to quote Boys to Men. It's the end of the road. If this is it, yeah, this is it. It's the end of the road. It's the end of the road for the Montreal Canadiens, but the party is just starting in the City of Champions. It's almost getting annoying now, isn't it? Are the Tampa Bay Buccaneers really going to win the Super Bowl this year? I say no. And I'll tell you what. I'm a Toronto Raptor fan. Raptors won the title 3 years ago. What was it, 2 years ago, 3 years ago? It's going to be two champions since, so 3 years ago, three seasons ago. Raptors won the title. I'm a Dodger fan, won the World Series. I'm a Canadiens fan, they made it to the finals. I'm a Buffalo Bills fan. So you know what that means? It means load up, baby, the Buffalo Bills are circling the wagons and going to the Super Bowl. You know, I couldn't do it. I knew that Vasilevsky was going to win the Conn Smythe. We told you on Game Time Decisions. Guys, the Tampa Bay Lightning were minus 1,800 to win the Cup coming into tonight. Their goalie was minus 135 to win a Conn Smythe. Anybody that knows anything about hockey knows that Vasilevsky was going to win the Conn Smythe, and he won the damn Conn Smythe. But I couldn't do it. Even though I knew we could make money on this, I couldn't do it because betting on Vasilevsky to win the Conn Smythe was going against the Montreal Canadiens somehow. And I wasn't going to allow that. Not on my watch. You know, that's like basically, I don't know, it's like cheating on your wife or something because you can. You know what I'm saying? We've all been in that situation. I remember, man, I lived in this place. I used to have this ex-girlfriend, and this girl moved in and above us. I could tell right away she's crazy. And it was right out of like a porn movie. She used to like go in our backyard and stuff like that in a bikini and then start lowering and stuff and looking. And I'm thinking, you know what? I'm betting that she talked to my girlfriend before and they set this up. So I used to just wave at her through the window. Not that I would do anything anyways. So I used to just wave at her.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
And at the time, my girlfriend at the time suspected that something was going on. I realized, I should have just done something. I'm getting blamed for it anyways. That's the moral of the story. You're going to get blamed anyways. The Late Night Anger Management Class. Ken Stewart. Can't blame him. I can blame Babano. Not Mo DeKeel. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
spoken. Carrie, Nick, Cole, it's been a hell of a run, but you must leave. Here's a bag of Doritos, some Mountain Dew, and we'll see you on the reunion in about 3 months. Survivor. That's what sports, life is like that. Survivor and sports, it's all the same. Except you don't get like Doritos for free, you know, and like and Mountain Dew. So, you imagine you're out on the island and stuff. You're like, here's a bag of Doritos. If you win this challenge, you don't get bitten by that alligator. And, you know, you're smelling the barbecue, the cast members of the crew and stuff. The crew's on the other side of the island watching TV. Oh, what a catch. They're watching NFL football on Sundays. The tribe has spoken. Cam Stewart, unfortunately, has been voted off the island. But it could see it, Cam. It's like we were on Big Brother. I just got out of the house. I lasted 48 days, though. I lasted 48 days. How you doing, Cam?
Yeah, you know, hanging in there. The difference is when these guys get booted off the islands, they got millions in their bank account. When me and you go home, we only have a bag of Doritos and maybe some old flat Mountain Dew.
No, the people on the TV show, they don't have millions. The host does.
The host and the crew's doing. Yeah. They got to work. They're working a job. But yeah. The contestants aren't really going home with much. NHL players, most of them are doing pretty good.
That would be hell on earth. I think I would do all right on. I could do all right on Survivor because I've been poor before. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I mean? Like, honestly, like, people would be complaining and stuff, and I'd be like, ah, shut up. Like, you know what I mean? It's not that bad, whatever. I get through it. I need to be able to smoke weed, though, on the island.
See, that's the thing.
You got to get that out of the way first. It's got to be a pro, like, legal island.
Exactly.
Put me on a legal island, and same with Big Brother. Like, people have told me, you should go on Big Brother, Morency. They said it'd be funny to watch you on Big Brother. I said, listen, if you know, put it in the state of California, let me blaze it, I'll go on Big Brother. Oh, I don't think I'd last very long. I'd either get kicked out the first day or I'd make it to the end.
People think I would do what I would do horribly. I'd make the
you'd
wrong.
Do well.
No, I wouldn't actually. I'd make
but
the wrong
would
association.
You, Cam?
I'd be too nice to everybody, and then I get
people would love you, and then they would say, you know what? Let's keep Cam around. Everybody loves him, and then they put a knife in your back
exactly.
Right on the final four.
Exactly.
They'd be like, we've been playing you all along, buddy.
Exactly. Thanks, guys. Now the thing about me is too, like, how you need weed, like, and the thing is, like, me and my like caffeine for like Coke and Pepsi, like, there'd have to be something in the waiver to say, like, I couldn't deal with the headaches after, like, if I got through the first three or four days. That's the thing, Morency. People don't understand, like, how hooked we are on stuff. Like, when I wake up, I do that stuff every day for the last 35 years of my life, right? So what am I going to do? Like, when I don't have, like, Coke and Pepsi, like, I get headaches like hammers in my head. Like, I'd rather be punched in the face because you're used to doing it all the time, right? If you didn't have a joint, like, I've been with you in cities. Like, we're chasing down guys in underground garages trying to get, like, a little split. So what are we going to do here? You're right. As long as we got the things that we needed, the basics, I think we'd do all right.
I think we should. We got to. You know what? Much like the Olympics, we were talking about. We should do our own show. Like
yeah, drug. Yeah, drug big
goes.
Brother. Yeah.
Whatever,
everything goes.
Yeah. You know what? Yeah, the guy that does blow all the time will get kicked out first. He never shuts up. They'll be like, man, this guy never shuts up, man. He'll be like, he's got to go. I'll be like, hey, bro. Hey, bro, you got to go. All right, you're out. Yeah, it'd be great. Like, it's the magic camera those shows because I've seen that. They torture you sometimes, too. Imagine they tell you, all right, you got to eat this slop for 4 days, and they would tell
exactly.
You, yes.
Yeah,
Cam, no soda for 4 days is the punishment.
Ooh,
you failed the task.
That'd
you'd punch
tough.
The host in the face.
I would.
You'd be like, I'm
not
doing this.
You know me, in those contests, like, I'll eat anything. Like, on those shows like, what's it called, that Rogan used to do, Fear Factor. Like, that's the thing. I was never afraid of, like, eating, like, a moose testicle or anything like that. I've eaten seal before. Like, I lived up in the Arctic, so I can eat anything. Like, that's the problem with me. It would be a pit full of snakes, something really high, heights.
I couldn't
you know what I mean?
Fear Factor. I couldn't do that.
That's tough, man. I do
I'm
good
too
in the
much
food.
Of a wimp.
Yeah, I would, like,
number
if
one,
I was in a cage with tarantulas or something like that.
I couldn't
tough.
Do that. I couldn't do that.
No, very difficult.
No, I'm admitting, like, point blank. Like, you could tell me, I'll give you $1 million. Like, I would not get into a coffin full of, like, rats and stuff for $1 million.
Oh, yeah. Actually, I'd rather do rats than, like, snakes.
They had that,
a real problem with.
The rats were running all over their bodies. They had to lie in this coffin type thing.
You know, my rats in New York City.
I'm like, there's no way in hell I'm doing this. You know it's Fear Factor, so they're really actually sort of mice-ish. They're not really like that. They're not taking them from Penn Station in New York. You know what I mean? And dropping them. You get rabies, you'll die. But the athletic task would be too much, like on Fear Factor. You got people in shape, but I'd be like, I can't jump this building. I'd be like, nah. That's why Big Brother, you don't really have to do, or sorry, like Survivor, same thing. You don't really have to do anything. Like, if it was just basically a simple, listen, we're going to drop you on the island, you got nothing, and we're going to see who taps out first type thing. And it's not, I don't have to live off the land. Like, we're going to give you, like, enough to get by every day, and we'll see just who can, like, last. I can do all right with that. But I can't be rolling around with boars. I'm not Rambo and stuff, Cam. You know
exactly.
What I'm saying?
Yeah, no, I got it, too. I wouldn't do too bad with that stuff. Like, you know what I mean? Like, the problem with me is, like, I'd be in the wilderness. I could do, like, the basics. I'm not afraid to, like, put a spear through something and eat it. But I'd have a real problem with, for me, just being a handy person. Like, you know what I mean, Morency? Like, if we were in a nice location where we can kind of, like, sleep and, you know, you just kind of, like, you wake up, kind of like a guy living on the streets, right? But instead, if there's elements, like, we got to, like, build a fire and stuff like that.
No, that's the thing.
I'm not really, like, a good boy. Could I talk about a game that's going on, Gabe? Can I talk about a game or can we do that or?
Yeah, you can talk about it.
Mariners just hit a 3-run shot. So what are they down? 5-4 now. So we're back in this baseball game. Which
I'm giving up on everything, Cam.
I'm actually, Gabe, to be honest with you, I'm giving up on a lot of things too. Like everyone's talking about, like today, I was just kind of like, you know what? Like, I'm just here in the same day. It's like what we talk about. It's like Groundhog Day. Me and you do the show. I wake up. I'm like, what am I looking forward to? Like, what's different today than the other day? I'm kind of with you. Life's just kind of. You know, it's not like we're like, there's a lot of people doing worse than us.
You need to take a trip. You need a vacation.
Like, I'm going to be honest with you, Gabe. My mental health is very poor right now. Like, I'm not doing too good. I'm not doing very well at all. I've been in this house for the last 2 years. Like, yeah, you're right. I got to get out. Like, today I went outside. You know, I lit my barbecue and it didn't start. I'm like, really? It's kind of like you. You know, it's like, can we just get something right? Like, I'm going to start. I'm like, all I want
to
do is cook a burger.
Light your barbecue.
And it's got, and I checked the propane, half a tank. So I start smashing the grill. My neighbor's like, he comes out, Gordy, the next door neighbor. He's like, what's going on? I go, oh, he goes, I thought there were some kids like prowling around. I go, no, it's just me trying to fix the barbecue. I'm just, what a loser I felt. Like I'm outside with a beer alone and he's like looking at me going, what a loser. I felt like such a
fool. And it was the worst. And just gave up and went back in.
Yeah. And he hears me like talking to myself. I'm like, I'm such a loser. I can't even fix this. And he comes out and hears it all. He looks at me. He's like,
it's the little things, Cam. I swear.
It is the little things.
Today, same thing, man. Same thing. I had some toasted peanut butter and stuff. Nice. And I opened the fridge, nothing to drink. I was like, I could have sworn I had like a jug of chocolate milk here. And I didn't. It was just one of those. I'm like, you know what? Just one thing after another. It's like, it's all about the little
things. It's true. Like, when I'm out of Pepsi, it's like that can of Pepsi, I'd give you $20 for it. Like, $50, you know what I mean? You know what it's like, Gabe. You're down to your last chocolate milk swig. It's, you said it.
Speaking of that, dude, I was at the hotel in Montreal I was at. It was, so I was in, they had fully stacked bar, Cam, in the room.
Oh, yeah, I like that. Yeah,
nice. All right. So I didn't dig in. You know what I mean? I wasn't really smashed, but I had enough of the game. It was kind of whatever. But I was in the room and whatever. They closed the alcohol at midnight or something, even though the bars were blah, blah.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Ever. So I was like, well, I guess I don't really have a choice. So they had half bottles of wine. I didn't even look and see how much it cost. Just for the record on the way out. $40 for a half bottle of wine. $40. What? It was $12 a beer. $12 for a can of beer.
Pricey.
In the hotel. More with Cam. Babano. Next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
welcome to the 117th dust-up between the snorting swine of Springfield A&M and the Springfield University Nittany Tide. Oh, doctor, break out the hickory switch.
Oh, that's right. College football around the corner, one by one. It's the cycle of life. As the National Hockey League season comes to an end, the Canadians have been voted off the island. The blame game has begun. The anger, there's nothing to be angry about. It was a hell of a run for the Canadians. It was a very profitable run for the Montreal Canadiens. And even tonight, Cam, and we'll bring Ian Cameron in a moment here, but even tonight, Cam, hit the first period plus half a puck. The under, whatever, dude, the under 5.5 was never in doubt. I jumped in game on the Canadians plus a puck and a half right after the show. I'm like, you know what? I don't know. This game's really going to be close. So I was like, why not jump on that? The only thing we lost was the Canadians, actually. You know, we swung for the fences with the plus 220. So financially, it wasn't that. It was more of a fan bet. You know, it was just, it's fun. And it's sad when the season's over, too. We're big hockey fans. And I'll tell you, it's the one thing I will say. This sort of rekindled, I've always, you know, followed it and bet on it in the playoffs and stuff, but this has rekindled my love for the NHL. I had a great time at the game, and I'm like, you know, I'm thinking, you know, I'm going to go to the season opener next year back to Montreal. It won't cost me $1,500 to sit there either, I don't think. So I'm going to go back. So, I'm fired up. I'm sad that it was a fun playoff run. I know it's cooler when your team is playing, but another season is done, right? So, but it's a cycle of life. We move on, which means we get one step closer to football. Now we have the NBA finals that we'll jump into. And then, boom, you know, NFL, college football is around the corner. Unbelievable, though. I will say this, Cam, and finally we'll bring Babano in. I just couldn't do it, Cam. I said it earlier before you joined us. I knew that Vasilevskiy was going to be the MVP, and you and I talked about it. It was minus 135.
Yeah.
Guys, the Lightning were minus 1,800. He was minus 135. It was like, dear God. And I said, I thought it was a good analogy, Cam. I just couldn't. I looked at it before, and I was like, I can't click this. I can't do it. It hurts me too much. Yeah. And I said, it's like if you're, imagine Cam, and actually Cam does have some attractive neighbors, daughters or something. So I said the analogy, you're a happily married man, Cam, and your neighbor for some reason is some chick that's like, she's like a home wrecker, right? She's always out there naked and stuff, and she knows your wife's at work. Yeah. And I said, just because you can do it doesn't mean you should do it. And you don't do it. So that's what I said about Vasilevskiy. Just because I can bet this, I couldn't do it. I felt like it was cheating. I just couldn't bring myself to do it. Well, and I'm an idiot because I could have made money.
Your story's partly true. Yeah, they like to sunbathe while I'm doing my show. But I really don't care. Personally, like, you know what I mean? It's just like I'm at the point where it's like I really don't care. My other neighbor saw me have like a nervous breakdown tonight, so I'm doing pretty good in the neighborhood there, Morenci. But no, that's the funny thing. I'm not even a Canadiens fan. We talked about it on the show, and instead I'd rather bet the Arizona Diamondbacks than click on a lock and like unload $500 on like something that you can't lose. Like I really need help. Like I think I need to see somebody because we talked about that. That was the easiest money you're ever gonna get. You know what I did? I didn't even think about it. After the show, I was like, you said it. Like, 135 for Vasilevskiy, who else is going to win? It's him or Kucherov. Point stop scoring. So, yeah, it's basically they're giving money away. If Tampa Bay wins, he's the guy. Because, you know, and if they're going to win, you know he's going to make saves. And he did again. Another shutout. It's a no-brainer.
He did again. Unbelievable. Fifth time. Another elimination game. Shout out to Eric in our chat. I like it. He goes, the Canadians were the best ROI team in the entire playoffs. I like that. Return on investment.
Mm.
Ian Cameron, Roy. Shout out to Loshak.
Roy.
Ian Cameron steps up and in. How you doing tonight, Babano? You know what? You're a big hockey fan. It's kind of a sad night, isn't it? Season's over, buddy.
It always is. I mean, I'm filling Twitter's timeline up with tweets about what a great season it was, thanks to the ice guys and my colleagues, Jimmy and Alex, and the viewers for tuning in all season. So it's got kind of that melancholy, sad that the season's over feel to it. That being said, I'm ready for a few weeks off from hockey. I'd be lying if I said I didn't. But look, congrats to the Tampa Bay Lightning. Back-to-back Stanley Cup champions. It's not easy. They had the complete team. And unfortunately for Montreal, the work ethic was incredible. The run was incredible. incredible, the playoff run to get as far as they did. But when you're going up against a team with four lines of depth, a blue line that can go not just six deep, eight deep, they can put in guys when the others are injured on that blue line. That's how deep they go there. And then, of course, they've got Andrei Vasilevsky, who's outstanding in net. Tough to beat that over a seven-game series, and Montreal found that out. It's kind of funny you mentioned Vasilevsky winning the Conn Smythe game, because it wasn't a shoe-in coming into this series that he would, because Braden Point was on fire. But the fact that Braden Point went goalless, you know, in this series, that all of a sudden made Vasilevsky the favorite to win it.
Wow, you know, look how he played. It was kind of, he was the front runner. Braden Point, the streak broke, and you're right. Listen, Point looked like that guy, and he was 6-1 at the time, Cam. Remember when he was scoring all the time? But
yep.
As you talked about, it's like the quarterback. They're going to give it to the goalie. Unless somebody's like really, look, they would have given it to Kucherov if it wasn't for Vasilevsky. And I brought it up, guys. We talked about Elliot Freeman. It's rare they're going to tell you who they voted for. And I said, these guys are all vote the same. And he said the other night, he goes, we have to submit our votes. And he goes, for the record, he said, I voted Vasilevsky unless Kucherov scores the overtime winner here.
Yeah, and Pierre LeBrun did too.
Yeah, so it was pretty obvious coming in, and it was -135. Like, that was a bad number. And like you said, Cam, we got problems. That's the type of thing that I even thought about. I was like, dude, just bet like $1,000 on this. Like, you know,
yeah, no,
like,
no, that's what I'm saying. Like, 10-1. Like, we're complete morons. Like, I'm outside trying to like start a barbecue, and there's like money to be had there. It's like, what the hell am I doing? And Babano, it's nice you go on Twitter. It's like, I look at Twitter and I see like Carmine Bianco eating like a $200 steak, and I'm out there trying to like, I got a clothes hanger in my barbecue trying to get it started. You're like an absolute tool. So, yeah, I just don't know what the hell's going on, to be honest with you. I'm actually pissed hockey's over. We were making good money in this sport. Now I got to deal with the NBA and stuff. God.
And you got to deal with bad bullpens and baseball now? Yeah, that's a lot.
Oh, yeah, that was great. Right when the Canadians lose, too, the Dodgers tie it up, and then the Marlins hit a three-run home run. It's just, you just reach a point where it's just like, what am I watching? Like, why don't I just watch
three
something
nights
else?
In a row.
No, just seriously, like, why don't I just like turn on the TV to like Cold Case Files and watch some guy carve somebody up? Like, you know what I mean? It's like, what the hell am I watching sports for? Just a waste of time.
That's why I've watched Rambo a lot recently.
Yeah,
I've
it's good call,
like
Marantz. I want to watch some movie with rage and weapons.
The first,
like, you
one.
Know what I mean? Yeah, yeah.
The first one.
First blood.
Shot in my area here. I want to go up to that town. Yeah, I want to go walk on that bridge that Rambo does. Get a backpack.
I agree with you. With weapons.
Can't win weapons. No weapons.
No, I'm just joking. Everybody, don't take me seriously. I'm just upset the NHL's done.
The end of an era tonight, too, guys. NBC, NHL, over after
today. Oh, boo-hoo.
What's going on? What'd you say about it?
NBC era over with NHL.
Oh, who cares? What the hell we're talking about here? Yeah. Got the John Deere Classic. Cares about this stuff.
All right, all right. So NHL's done. It is what it is. Kucherov, real class act I see here right now, taking shots at Montreal.
What, the slew footer? Yeah, he's a real slew. A lot of slew footers there. Yeah.
Since the fans in Montreal acted like they won the Stanley Cup last game, are you kidding me? Their final was the last round as he's drinking a beer.
Yeah, well, don't worry, Kucherov. Hey, you can say what you want. The Montreal Canadiens were the last teams to get in the playoffs. They went to the Stanley Cup final. You guys had a loophole in your salary cap there, and you got it done. You didn't play the whole season. Hey, more power to you. Other teams should have just figured it out. The thing is, everyone knows about it, so do something about it. It's like if you're Carolina, like just say to Sebastian Aho or get some other, you know what I mean? But Bano, like, what's the deal? Tampa Bay's the only team that knows how to bend the rules. Use your head. Come on. Anyway,
they had the guy that invented the rule working for them. Used to be an
smart
idea. Vegas figured it out too. All right, so I guess that's it. We got to let it go. It's like leaving a funeral. It's like, all right, so done.
So are we done, Gabe?
Yeah, I guess.
Unless you want to talk about, well, I'll say one last thing about Tampa. This is going to be a different team next year. They're definitely going to have some changes.
Who cares, Babano? Who cares about next year? Like, who cares? Who cares?
And Montreal, you know, I think they've got a young group that's going to be very competitive again next year. So if you're Montreal, you got to look at what's to come, and that there's going to be a lot of good years ahead.
Oh, boy.
I
agree. Come on, Babano. Like, it's like, enough.
No.
Never too early to start thinking next year.
I love no. Enough.
Normally it's me to come into Babano. I'm going to defend you, Babano.
Yeah. I'm just a real grump.
I was going to say.
Hey, they're going to have futures for the cup like posted in an hour or so.
I saw some already. I gave it a gander.
Settle down.
I gave it a glance.
All right, so that
it's last like me, thing. Gabe, it's like sports rage and depression. Like, it's like I'm at the end, man, of my rope. Like, I love Babano's positivity. Like, I just can't see the glass half full right now. It's just
I like that Babano's like, I just said next year. It's like, no one cares about next year. Yeah. I don't care about next day.
Yeah.
No, but listen, I was going to add about next year. I think you're on the side. I defend you on this, Babano. The problem is, Tampa, they sort of have one left in them. And I'm not saying they're going to win again, but normally, me and Cam talked about this earlier, guys, they're getting lucky. Normally, it's grueling. Like, remember when the Chicago Blackhawks used to win the Cup against the Kings in the final and in the conference finals? Those were bloody wars. Those guys played a million games every year. The Pittsburgh Penguins, the LA Kings, and the Chicago Blackhawks. There's a reason why all those guys are like Seabrook and all. They're all worn out now. Duncan Keith. They play too much hockey. They're all worn out. Drew Doughty. They play too much hockey. Tampa have won two Cups without playing hockey. They played 56 games this year. Kucherov didn't even play a damn game.
Yep.
Stamkos missed last year. They won in the bubble, so they're not worn out. But money will come into play. Guys are going to start wanting to get paid and stuff. Yep. That's going to be a thing. The Canadian future is bright. Nick Suzuki's a stud. More of a Babano and Cam. We're going to Scotland. Let's do it.
You're listening to the Sport.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
You're listening to Sports Grid Late Night with Gabe Morenci on Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM Channel 204.
There's a big crowd. Welcome us back, even though we lost.
Hey, I'll give you something to cry about, you loser. You can't catch a football? Let's see if you can catch a rock.
The Late Night Anger Management Class. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morenci. And then it was done. The Tampa Bay Lightning win the Cup. The City of Champions, Tampa Bay. Ooh, they got Tom Brady. They've got back-to-back Cups. The Tampa Bay Rays, where the
nice
Rays
weather.
Throw a combined no-hitter or something like that tonight.
Yeah, it's all coming up.
They threw in a combined no-hitter tonight, didn't they, in Tampa? It's unbelievable. They win the Stanley Cup.
Yep.
Yeah, I see the owner. The owner of the Lightning.
Oh,
I wouldn't be able to go because his son's getting married.
Yeah, the owner.
Real hockey fan.
Million-dollar wedding. I'm just getting fatter. Stuff my face with money. I'll tell you one thing. I like that commercial that ran. Know what I love about this station? Every commercial, like the target audience is me. Hey, everybody, you want to sell your house tomorrow? Yes, I do. Give me that number again. 1-800-3500.
Sell your house now. 24 hours, Cam. You have your money in your bank account.
Exactly.
24 hours.
Honestly, I need to get the number from that commercial, Mateus. So when we're done, just fire it over to me. I need to talk to these fine people if they want to buy my house today.
Anybody in our chat wants to make a hard cash offer, Cam's listening right now. Beautiful
I
home.
I am.
Beautiful home. Nice neighbors. One of his neighbors, Sun Bays in the yard.
If you want to creep on some girls, this is the place for you. I'll tell you. Yeah, just I do radio shows where everybody else in the complex, they're a bunch of peepers.
No, I noticed it when I was there, when I was in camps there. I was on the yard. We were doing the show at camps for 2 weeks. And I was out in the back. And I don't know if it's like it's someone's daughter or some kid. I was there.
Yeah.
And then one of them came out, and then the other one came out. Just started, you know, with the yoga stuff. And yeah, I'm like, yeah. Oh, yeah. I was like, I think it's better. I just go in back inside.
Yeah, that's what I do. Like, I just go inside and shut the door and the curtain and say, hey, everybody. Hey, Gabe, how we doing? Ah, GTD. Got some picks? Yeah.
No, really? They're from the Czech Republic. I was like, I don't want to get hit in the head with the dude with a wrench or something.
I talked to her. I talked to her boyfriend today.
Who are you looking at? Yeah, yeah.
They're from Poland. They're actually Poland. I met him. We were talking about recycling day. I'm like, yeah. It's great. It's like, you know what I love about this loser place? It's like too. Like they have recycling 1 week and garbage the next. Who holds garbage for 14 days in the summer? That's a good idea. I go down to the other lot at the Halal place and just dump bags. I don't care if there's a fine. Like check my license plate. Like where am I gonna keep it? Like, you know, outside in the sun with like maggots and stuff. I see all these losers rinsing off their tubs. Like, give me a break. God.
Cam, all right. We better get to the golf now, Cam.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. I'm having a
Cam's like, yeah, what are you going to take my license plate? I'm just up.
Cam's on fire tonight.
I love it. It's like, they go, oh, we're going to, dumpers will be violated. What do you want me to do? It's 100 degrees out and I got food in here. Like, yeah, what, you want me to just keep my bag, a hot steaming bag of garbage in the sun? That's a good idea.
And food waste, good idea.
Throw it on the street, exactly.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, yeah, let the birds get to it. What tournament do you want first, Gabe? You want the John Deere Classic Tail Scottish Deere. Open. That's funny. I actually did all the work for the John Deere. I thought the loser tournament would be more effective than the Scottish Open, so let's go to Silvis, Illinois in the John Deere Classic. Played at TPC Deer Run, 7,268-yard par 71. What's this course like? Pretty easy. Guys are going to shoot probably low 20s, 20s to 25 under. This is what we like this week. But you know what, guys? I was just looking at the prices, and, you know, I'm going to go bomb hunting this week, and we're going to start things off. The only chalk guy, I told you, I liked Harmon and him. I can't bet them both, so I'm going to go with Sungjae Im again. He finished pretty well last week, almost got it done. 20-1 looks good to me. Next, we're going to step up to another guy, Alex Noren at 28-1. He's a world-class player, and he's getting back into good form. I like that. Aaron Wise is one of my picks to win at 38-1, and now we're going bomb hunting. Patrick Rodgers, spelt the same way as Aaron Rodgers, 80-1. Pat Perez, I like his attitude. I feel like Pat Perez right now. He's a firecracker, 80-1. And Brendan Hagee, if we're going digging deep, at 125-1. Those are my outrights. Top 20s, M minus 120. Harmon's minus 120. Alex Noren is plus 140. Aaron Wise, who I really like this week, plus 165. Now big prices. Rodgers is 3-1. Pat Perez, plus 325. Hagee, plus 500. 5-1 there. I also like Patton Kizzire and Tom Lewis if you're playing top 20s. First round leaders, you can get Kizzire at like 65-1, Rodgers at 75-1, Harold Varner 75-1, and Brendan Hagee's 100-1 first round leaders. Gabe, how do you like them?
Well done, Kim. Nice. I'd let you take a breath there. How about this? I just want to throw in here as far as Brian Harmon is concerned. I know the odds aren't great, but this guy's unbelievable. In his last 9 events, he's got 8 top 20s.
Yeah,
so he's a top 20 players out there.
Yeah.
Brian Harmon, top 20.
He's a definitely lefty too, Gabe, like us. Yeah. He's a little lefty. Harmon can get around. The thing about Harmon too is this course isn't very long, so everyone go, oh, it's going to help the big ball hitters. Yeah, but if you're also straight, you know what I mean? You can destroy this course because all you got to do is keep it in the fairway and have a wedge game. And that's exactly what Harmon does.
I don't want to get us in trouble right now. Right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm having a hard time finding the golf. All right, here it is. Now it's under all sports. What the hell's going on here?
Gabe, I'm going to be honest with you. I had a real hard time today. I'm not going to tell you what I did. I went to the site. I usually click like 15
now
things.
Now I found it.
It won't let me know. It didn't let me. It doesn't let me do it the way I used to do it before, so I grabbed my converter. I was just like, God, I had to do it like manually tonight. I was just like, it's one of those nights. But anyway, I'm with you. I had a lot of problems too, Marenzi. I finally figured it out. But Yeah.
Oh, but you know what? We got our answer. FanDuel's got some Olympics up. All right, Babano, what do you got for us? Babano's golf guy. What do you got for us, Babano? John Deere.
Yeah, nothing runs like a deer. We had some thrills last week thanks to Troy Merritt, but that was fun, but fell short. But, hey, we'll take the each way. So he did a good job bringing Troy Merritt last week. This week he's got a few on the John Deere. He's actually got some Scottish Open as well. But we'll start with John Deere. Dylan Fratelli, 80-1, the South African, Doc Redmond 45-1, Hank Lebioda 50-1, who was actually in contention a little bit last week. So we're going with Lebioda here, 50-1. We've got Richie Werenski at 70-1, Sam Ryder 140-1, Harry Higgs 160-1, and someone that finished top 10 here a few years ago and has been playing well, not on the main tour, but the secondary tour lately, Bo Van Pelt at 250-1, and someone that knows the course well.
250-1, love it.
I'm swinging with Andrew Landry.
Yeah.
I got a stat here for Andrew Landry. This is interesting, from Kyle Porter. Says that last time Andrew Landry won, he missed the cut 7 of those last 8 tournaments, and he won a PGA event. He's missed 6 straight cuts this time. I'm betting on a guy. That's my trend, Cam. No, I'm going opposite. What? I'm betting on a guy that's missed 6 straight cuts to come in and play hot.
You know what the funny thing is? There's a couple guys on the tour who do that. Babano's guy, Troy Merritt's like that. Miss cut, second, miss cut, fourth. Like, he's one of those guys. It's like, it's crazy. It's like Johnny Vegas, Gabe. Remember back in the day we talked about biorhythms? Second week of Johnny Vegas, I did some research. He wins or comes top 5 every single time in the first 2 weeks of June. He's won the Canadian Open twice
real.
And stuff.
I told you.
No, it's very real. I don't have the computer or the database to do it, but every time I hear that, I make little mental notes. There's certain guys who do really well at certain times of the year, and if you tell me biorhythms are fake, you're just not listening. You're not listening to the world, because I can tell you mine are dead. They're at rock bottom right now. You can feel
the biorhythms.
Oh, forgot
one. For the John Deere. Kevin. 40-1. Yep.
Yeah, he's at
2 top 13 finishes in his last 3 at John Deere, and a lot of his good performances lately have been a missed cut, so you'll think, oh, geez, that guy was bad in his last tournament, but then he bounces back, and he's been good like that, so going with Nah.
All right. Listen, so Gokster's throwing out a Scottish Open six-pack. Settle down. We're not at Scotland yet here.
Yeah, we haven't hit that one yet, Gokster. I only got 4 for Scotland, too. I don't have enough, even though the Canadians were good to me, like, we got the Open Championship coming up next week, too. It's like, I got to put the brakes on
here. Major we could get next week, huh?
Yeah, exactly. Can't wait. But, Scottish Open, I got 4 picks. I don't have any, like, first-round leaders or stuff. I'm more doing it with the John Deere because I think we can really hit one of these things. Scottish Open's got a tougher field, but I like Justin Thomas at 20, Brendan Grace at 40, Thomas Peters at 70, and Martin Keimer at 70. Those are my 4 picks in the Scottish Open. What's Gokster got, Gabe?
He's got Fitzpatrick.
Yeah.
Fleetwood Mac.
Uh-huh.
Grace.
I love Grace this week. Yep.
Wallace. Peters.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And Scrivener.
Oh, yeah, Scott Scrivener. Yeah, no, I got Jason Scrivener. I think there's 2 Scriveners. Yeah, so we got 2 of the 6 guys. We both have Grace at 4. I got Grace at 40 and Peters at 70. So good luck, Gokster.
Anything in Scotland, Babano?
Yeah, there's some common ones. Cam, Gokster, and my golf guy in Scotland here. He likes Thomas as his the one from the favorites, 18-1. Grace 40-1. Guido Migliozzi 58-1.
I like Guido too.
Yep. That's Matt Wallace 60-1. Keimer 65. Peters 70. So there's a lot of commonality here we got going on. Andrew Johnston 80-1. Jason Scrivener 105-1, Adrian Otegui 140-1, and Ryan Fox 150-1.
Yeah, smart like a fox. Yeah,
there we go. Babano.
Otegui.
Otegui.
Yeah, Otegui.
So you've never heard of these guys in your life? You're like, oh, Otegui.
Otegui. Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's fun.
Yeah, I had no trouble with that last name.
Gabe, don't you agree with me about garbage, though? Like, why would you have garbage every 2 weeks? Shouldn't it be every week? Like, that's ridiculous. If you own a home, like, where am I going to keep the garbage? Without, like, you can keep it outside. Say it's 100 degrees.
Yeah, but what do you mean keep it outside? Where do they put it outside?
Well, that's the thing. Like, where am I going to keep it? In the basement? Like, no, I'm not keeping garbage bags there. Like, it gets hot. Like,
you're going to have raccoons coming in and stuff like that.
That's what I'm talking about, Gabe. You know what? I go for a little tour around. I go to the halal market. I buy some spices and some, a shawarma, and I dump my garbage. If that makes me a bad guy, I'm a bad guy.
So this is what your life is reduced to? You've got to fill your trunk up with garbage bags?
Yes, yes.
And
it's another thing that
drive
I do.
Around
yeah, I can't wait 2 weeks for the garbage man to come.
And you're tossing garbage bags?
Yeah, that's what I'm doing, Gabe. That's what I'm doing. That's like the highlight of my day is returning empties and taking garbage out. Next to doing GTD.
I was in a band. I used to live with the guys in a band.
Oh, what a disaster.
We got a visit from the city about that in the cops.
Yeah.
They told us, you can't just take, like throw things out your window.
No, you can't throw it out the window, but you can find a bin.
We did, there was like a lot right next to our place, and they basically caught on. Like, we put everything there, like garbage, couches,
nice,
dead amplifiers, whatever.
Beautiful.
And remember I told a story? I made a mistake. Me and my buddy filmed the cop shooting somebody. And we were the only witnesses to it that was on tape. It was a bad idea to do that. Right?
Very bad.
Cops, yeah, it was very bad. Like, we had, like, internal affairs showing up at our house, like homicide, the whole nine yards and everything. And when they were there, they said, yeah, we're going to look the other way. We won't say anything about all the stuff that's, like, in this place right now. Right? We're like, well, we're like, and then the guy dropped. And he goes, and we won't bring up the fact that you guys are dumping, like, cars in a lot across the street, I understand. He knew everything about us. He's like, you guys threw a motorcycle off a roof the other day, didn't you?
I like that. Where are you going to put it?
Well, I was like, yeah, what are we going to do with it? Carry it down the stairs?
Remember.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Don't think of us as a place to just hear sports talk. Think of us more as an all-you-can-listen buffet of live odds, lines, matchups, injury reports, and news you can use.
Bon appetit!
We are the Sports Grid Radio Network.
This team is fired up. We came here to play.
All right.
You'll lose.
What? Didn't you hear what he said?
Look at the fear in his eyes. Listen to the quiver in his voice. He's a little boy lost in a game of men.
You think we should bet against him?
I bet my entire college fund on it.
You got it. Mo, $23 and New York.
Robin Dupuis says camp for sanitation commissioner. Ray Patterson. Old man, you know what old man Patterson with his finger on a button? What button? He goes, what button?
Yeah, what button? What are you talking about? Old man Patterson. That's good. I like that, Marenzi. I'm the new sanitation engineer.
You really should. What kind of, that's what you get. I don't know what the hell Doug
I'd be
Ford's
good
doing.
At it.
What kind of logic? You're going to have rats running around? What kind of logic every 2 weeks?
Exactly.
Like, I'll
tell people,
logical.
You could throw
you
garbage
just
anytime you
say,
want.
Listen. Yeah, you say, and you know what, not even easy. I don't know, dude. I always thought, when I was growing up, garbage used to be twice a week. The garbage man would show up. It was twice a week.
Exactly. 14 days?
Twice a week.
In the summer.
No wonder there's rodents running around.
Exactly.
Everywhere.
I am the sanitation commissioner. You got it, Marenzi. Vote for Cam. I'm going to take these turkeys down at City Hall. Don't worry about it. I got my finger on the button.
You should run for office. People vote for you. Just go to door to door. Hey, aren't you tired of this garbage 14 days?
I agree.
Just like Homer, too. Have the same thing. I'm going to take out the trash for you. Yeah, are you tired of scooping your own kitty litter? Like, say, you know, we'll do it for you. Vote for me. Vote for Cam. You'll never touch your garbage again.
That's the best. Old man Patterson with his finger on the button. Yeah, yeah. Button.
You want old man Patterson with his finger?
Awesome. That's a great episode.
Like when Patterson's late, with Steve Martin too, is great. Yeah, yeah. Patterson's late. He's like, somebody tampered with my brakes.
Yeah.
And Homer's like, well, I guess old man Patterson's too busy. Chug, chug. He's acting like he's drunk. Chug, chug.
That's good stuff.
All right, Cam. Yeah. Dude, I don't know. Go for a walk. Have a drink. Go bash in like a garbage can with a baseball bat. Go dump some garbage in a strip mall.
You need
alley
a stress reliever.
Yeah, it sounds
just don't
good.
Put your envelopes. Don't leave your address in. It's like destroying evidence. You walk
exactly.
in the paint line. Don't leave your names in the garbage bag ever.
With gloves. You got it, buddy.
Thanks, Cam.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.